I'm fine. I know I look like I've seen a ghost, but I promise that I'm fine. Please don't try to touch me. If you try to touch me, then your hand's just gonna pass through me. Just like that. Please don't scream. I already took care of that part. Well, you clearly aren't great at following directions. But please calm down. I promise that. Oh, sorry. I just tried to touch you again. Shh. It's okay. Here. Would it help if I showed you that my hand will pass through you every time? See? Nope, that's making it worse. Please stop screaming. Please. Okay, look, I remember this thing from psychology class. We fear the unknown or something, so I bet if I explain, then you'll be less scared. But you have to stop yelling first. Can you do that for me, please? Okay, well, now you're shaking from head to toe. That's cool, but you've stopped screaming, so I guess that's an improvement. Whatever, let's go with it, I guess. So, I'm a ghost. Hi. Hence the hand passing through you thing. But don't scream again. I promise that I'm not here to hurt you. I'm just here to haunt your home, but not in like a bad way. Well, kind of a bad way. It's supposed to be spooky, see? But only like mildly spooky. My plan was just to hang out inside the lamp and make the lights flicker on and off a little, which I guess may cause you not to get a good night's rest, and I guess that's not very nice of me, so sorry. But this is the only hobby that ghosts have, so please just try to understand. Well, there's literally nothing else I can do for entertainment. I can't touch books. I can inhabit electronics, but I can't watch them. It's pretty much only this and taking evil people on long reflective life journeys, but only the really good ghosts get to do that. And I don't think that you're evil. Anyway, sorry about all this. I never meant for you to see me. That's why I got scared. I thought that you had sure left to go to that haunted house with your friend. Well, fake haunted. I guess if you wanted real haunted, I could have saved you a trip. I heard you talking on the phone earlier, and I thought that you'd be out for a while, so I figured that I'd start spooking or whatever. But then you came back in like 5 minutes and like you kind of scared me, you know? What? Hey, I'm allowed to be scared of you too. I didn't know what would happen if you saw me. I was worried that I might turn into stone or something. Yeah, I don't know if that's something that actually happens. I mean, if it did, then I wouldn't be scared. Unless I knew for sure that it did happen, in which case, be more scared. Except that's obviously not the case, because, hey, still not stone. Anyway, look. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention when they explained the ghost thing to me, okay? I was kind of focused on the fact that I just, like, died or whatever. I mean, I don't even know who they were. It was just a series of unconcerned voice assigning me to this stupid fate. So, don't expect me to know the answers to all life's mysteries or anything. What? Yeah, I kind of died. Like a year ago. I mean, it was just a car accident, nothing fancy. It was quick and pretty painless, honestly. No one even had time to drive me to the hospital. Ugh, don't give me that look. Trust me, death isn't sad. At least, not compared to being a ghost. Of all the afterlives, it's really one of the worst. I mean, I say that, but I honestly don't know much about the other ones. I'm guessing at least a few of them are better than mildly annoying people for all of eternity. Yeah, not everyone ends up like me. In fact, most don't. I remember them saying that it only happens to people who needed to do more in order to be fulfilled in life, which I guess is fair. I never really tried anything. I was in college and I was doing okay, but nothing really ever stood out to me as a reason to live. I mean, I didn't know what I wanted to major in. Nothing really excited me. And I guess nothing really depressed me either. I don't know, I didn't care. I just kind of existed. And then I didn't anymore. Well, I still do, but it's not the same. I wish that I could just move on. You know? Go to some other afterlife. Yeah, it's possible. Unlikely, but possible. I just need to find something to help me put my soul to rest or whatever. Yeah. I know what I need to do in order to do that. It's just, like, it's a little awkward. No, it's not like an object. It's more like an experience. Look, when I was alive, I worked as a stripper. Please don't judge. I needed to do that to pay for college. That's all. Anyway, I didn't take pleasure from it. Like everything else in life, it was just something that I did. I wasn't even good at it. I was just young and hot. Not that I think of myself as hot, it just fit with the phrasing, you know? Anyway, the thing is, I'm also a virgin. Or was a virgin? Whatever, it doesn't matter. And I guess whoever controls the ghost stories thought there's some great irony in this. So, to move on, I have to do something. Someone that I've never done while I was alive. Yeah, trust me, I know. It sounds ridiculous. I really wish that I was making it up, but it's the truth, sad as it is. Yeah, I mean, I've thought about asking for help before, but honestly, you're the first person that's managed to keep calm long enough to listen to me. Thanks, by the way. I really appreciate you not fainting. Does that make sense? Okay, good, I guess. Yeah, I wanted to ask, but like, no pressure or anything. And like, if you don't want to, I totally get that. I can just find another, partner. It's really not a big deal, or anything. Unless you want to? Okay, great. Oh, yeah, the whole, I'm not corporeal thing. Well, okay, I can change that. It just takes a little energy. Okay, I think it worked. Try to touch me now. Oh, I mean like my hand, not like my clit or anything. Unless you want to touch my clit? Okay, my hand is fine. Right, I'll shut up now. You can touch my hand? Okay, good. We should hurry though. I can't hold this form for too long. No, I'm fine. You don't need to carry me to the bed. I mean, I wouldn't mind, but... Okay, I guess you are carrying me to the bed. Oh. Wow, you're strong. I feel like I still weigh nothing. Ooh, can you throw me onto the bed? I always wanted to try that. Oh, wow, you are really awesome. No, stay there. Let me get ready first.
Now playing WAP, Wet Ass Paranormal Being on Spotify.
Watch as I take off my top, but like in a sexy way, and I totally don't get it tangled. Let's ignore that part, okay? Yeah, just sexy, think sexy. Cool, great, awesome. So I can take off my skirt. I promise I was better at this when I was a stripper. 1 second. Cool. And then my panties. Did I do that part right at least? Really? I actually made you hard? That's cool. Okay, well then trade me the favors so I can see. No, you did it. Just right. Just perfect. I promise. You look. Well, let me see if I can do this. I need your rock hard cock inside me right now. Oh, what's that good? Did he do it right? Well, I guess so. Maybe I should have tried being more seductive while I was alive. I think that I might have a knack for it. Let me try something else. I want your head in between my chest. Sorry if that one was lame. Oh, not lame. Definitely not lame. Fuck, you're amazing. You're making my nipples so hard, babe. Thank you. Would you mind playing with my clit? Would that be okay? Thank you. Oh, fuck. Thank you. You're really good. Just wow. More, please. Give me your cock, please. I need your cock. Yes, now. I need it now. Just start slow. Yeah. Just like that. No, it doesn't hurt. Feels amazing. Like I'm really alive again. More, please. Yes, yes, yes. This is making me wanna be seductive again. Can I try something new? I'm gonna wrap my legs around you, and I wanna thrust deep inside. Fuck, yes. I need this. Yes. Give me more. Give me more. Mm.
think I'm gonna... yes. No. Can I come? Yes, I want to come with you. I want to come with you. No, please. Please, just come with me. I'm ready. I'm ready. Give it to me, please.
Okay, that was the most amazing thing that I've experienced on either side of the afterlife. I honestly can't thank you enough. That was wonderful, and you've finally freed me from my ghostly existence. Now I can transform back into mist and move. Hey, wait. I keep trying to transform back, but I can't. See? Nothing. What? Wait. I'm human again? I must be. I don't know how to explain it, but I feel so alive. I didn't think it was possible. I guess maybe even ghosts get miracles? Wow. I just can't believe it's true. But I won't question it. I'm too happy to question it. Thank you so much for this, for all of this. And this is kind of awkward, but is it okay if I stay here for a bit? I have a feeling that this is gonna take a couple of days to explain to my family. But I'll only stay if you want me to. Wow. Okay, I guess I won't question that either. And there may be a lot that I still have to learn, but this time around, I have a feeling that I'll find something to live for.